28 Colombian pesos president declares no science in demands for end of fossil fuel use. By Simon Kent on December 4, 2023. The Emirati president of the COP28 climate conference in Dubai, Sultan Al Jaber, has declared there is no science behind alarmist demands for an end to fossil fuel use. Adding any phase out of coal, oil, and gas would plunge the world into societal decay and back into caves. Al Jaber made the comments in responses to questions from Mary Robinson, the former Ireland president and former UN special envoy for climate change, during a live online event last month. As well as running COP28 in Dubai. For his part, Al Jaber is also CEO of United Arab Emirates oil giant ADNOC. The Guardian reports Al Jaber spoke with Robinson at a She Changes climate event. Robinson said, "We're in an absolute crisis that is hurting women and children more than anyone. And it's because we have not yet committed to phasing out fossil fuel. That is the one decision that COP28 can take, and in many ways, because you're head of ADNOC, you could actually take it with more credibility." Al Jaber, 50, who trained as an engineer and economist, said in reply he accepted the invitation to come to the meeting to have a sober and mature conversation. Then he turned on his inquisitor, declaring, "I'm not in any way signing up to any discussion that is alarmist. There is no science out there, or no scenario out there, that says that the phase out of fossil fuel is what's going to achieve 1.5°C. Robinson challenged him further, saying, "I read that your company is investing in a lot more fossil fuel in the future." Al Jaber responded, "You're reading your own media, which is biased and wrong. I am telling you I am the man in charge." Al Jaber then dismissed the constant finger-pointing and shaming of oil producers and users, saying, "Please help me, show me the roadmap for a phase-out of fossil fuel that will allow for sustainable socio-economic development, unless you want to take the world back into caves. I don't think you will be able to help solve the climate problem by pointing fingers or contributing to the polarization and the divide that is already happening in the world. Show me the solutions. Stop the pointing of fingers. Stop it." Al Jaber's presidency of the COP28 summit has been controversial since it was first announced. Last week he was forced to deny reports he sought to use his leadership of 28 Colombian pesos to pursue fossil fuel deals for his country. "These allegations are false, not true, incorrect and not accurate," he told reporters on the eve of the climate summit, AFP reported. "It's an attempt to undermine the work of the 28 Colombian pesos presidency. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the UAE or myself will need the COP or the COP presidency to go and establish business deals or commercial relationships?" Leaked documents obtained by the BBC and the Center for Climate Reporting allege talking points prepared for Jaber ahead of COP28 meetings with foreign governments push joint business opportunities in fossil fuels. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.